We start today's program by going back to Governor Doug Ducey's Monday State of the State address. One of the issues the governor brought up is water. He wants to look for new long-term water sources for the state. He's also given the State Department of Water Resources the go-ahead to use existing dollars to hire new staff. With me to talk about the governor's comments is Dave White, co-director of Decision Center for a Desert City at ASU. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to talk with you. And I want to know, first of all, what do you think about what he had to say about the Department of Water Resources? That has been a concern for a lot of people. Did he say enough about that?
Let me start with where the governor and I agree on the path moving forward. First of all, I absolutely agree that we need to rebuild the Department of Water Resources. I would go much further, though, than the governor and his recommendations. As you noted, Governor Ducey suggested that we would rebuild the department using existing dollars. Now, let's point out, however, that the pre-recession staff of the Department of Water Resources was around 230 employees and a budget of $23 million. The current staffing level is about 125 employees and a budget of $15 million. And so while I support the notion of rebuilding the department needs significant new investment to reach the staffing levels that it had prior to the recession to address the critical challenges that we face in this state.
Do you expect there to be a plan? The governor's budget will come out on Friday. Are you hoping to see something there that indicates maybe it's not existing dollars, maybe it's something where money can be put into that? Because as you mentioned, that's a lot of money. And when you consider the fact that everything gets more expensive and the state needs more innovation, which the governor's calling for, how could it be done with existing dollars?
I do not expect there to be in the budget an increase in the DWR's budget, but I think it's important that we push for that increase. It's noted by Tom Buschotsky, the Department of Water Resources, and I want to commend the department for all that they've done given the reductions in their staff. But Tom has recently noted that it's been the rural areas of the state that have been disproportionately affected as staffing positions have been eliminated in the field. They've also noted that they have less ability to collect data. And that data is necessary to provide evidence for both current and future needs for our state. And so we really need to rebuild the Department of Water Resources. The governor noted that Arizona is among the best in professional water management, and I agree with him on that point, and that we are standing on the shoulders of the accomplishments of our prior, very thoughtful leaders who had great foresight in the way that they managed water, but we cannot continue to stand on the shoulders of giants without creating our own progressive policies now.
And Dave, let's talk about what the governor had to say about innovation. Certainly that's a word that people love. What steps are being taken in Arizona right now that you're excited about as far as water innovation?
Well, I'm excited about a number of different areas with the innovation. First, we're doing an excellent job in managing demand through smart conservation-based incentives, technology, and pricing. There's a lot that we are doing to innovate in terms of both the residential and also the municipal and industrial sectors to create that demand management on conservation. We're also very innovative and have the opportunity to create more flexible and adaptive water institutions. Particularly of note here is the excellent work being done by the cities, such as the City of Phoenix, the City of Tucson, who recently engaged in a water sharing agreement that creates flexibility and adaptability in the use of both surface water and groundwater supplies. So technology innovations and institutional innovations are areas with real promise for the future.
Dave, one thing that struck me, and it was not just in the realm of water, but the governor seemed to want to take jabs at California, and it made me think about history, the fight that Arizona and California had for many years, which to some extent was ended decades ago. But then, of course, there's still the Colorado River. Is this the time, or should we just not put that much weight on the state of the state? Because it did seem like the governor was trying to pick a fight when it comes to this. It doesn't seem like water is something great to fight about with California.
The point that the governor was making regarding California versus Arizona, one aspect of it I agree with, and that is Arizona should applaud its prior efforts at groundwater conservation, in particular in groundwater management. That is one of the reasons that Arizona is in a more resilient state now compared to California. However, I would disagree with the need to take jabs or to pick fights with the state of California because water sustainability in the West is a regional challenge. It is not something that can be solved by one state if another state in the region is struggling. So while we want to applaud the efforts of our current management, we cannot go it alone in this area. And there is an important and increasing importance of regional collaboration among the Western states to solve the water sustainability challenges, particularly those states that share in the allocation of the Colorado River.
And Dave, regardless of, you've talked about disagreements and agreements with the governor, regardless of that, I guess I want to look at the big picture in our last 90 seconds or so. How good a sign of it, obvious or not, is it that an Arizona governor is bringing up water in a sense that it indicates that not only does he realize that it's an important situation as far as lip service goes, but actually wanting to bring things up, whether there's enough money in the budget or not, does that indicate some kind of leadership, at least, that the general public will now be thinking about even more?
Certainly, any time an issue ends up in the State of the State address, those who care about that issue are pleased. I'm happy to hear the governor talking about water. I'm very pleased that the governor has announced a water initiative with multiple tracks looking at both planning and a statewide commission to examine and propose policy and legislative recommendations. I'm happy to have the governor out in front and pushing the conversation. So that's fantastic. We need to focus our discussion on utilizing our water to maximize the economic development and the quality of life goals of our community, and it takes profound leadership to do that. And so it starts at the top, so I'm really pleased that it was on the agenda.
Dave White is co-director of Decision Center for a Desert City at ASU. We've been talking about Governor Doug Ducey's comments in his State of the State address about water. Dave, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.